chapter 16, running external programs. In section 14.5, we saw how to load programs into your Braille light to add even more flexibility to the machine. We showed you an example of such a program when we demonstrated how to load the financial calculator from our portable disk drive. New. You could just as easily load a program into your Braille light from your PC or from a bulletin board or even the internet using a modem. In fact, we at Blazy Engineering maintain a bulletin board and web page, not only so that we can share Blazy news with you, but also to provide you with another way to download any of our free programs that run on the Braille light. If you have a maintenance service contract with us, we are able to send you upgrades as file attachments via email. See Appendix A or look in your help file for the phone number of the BBS and the internet address for our website, or call us to see about service contact. New. One external program you'll definitely want to read about is the one that allows you to update your Braille light. We're always looking to improve and add to what your Braille light can do, so we upgrade its software periodically. Check out section 16.1 for details on how to update your unit. And if you're into foreign languages, check out section 16.2, where we discuss how you can turn your unit into a bilingual device. External programs for the Braille light must have extensions of BIN, BNS, COM, BIC, EXE, or SYS. Most have BNS extensions. You can review the details about how to load them into your Braille light by reading over section 14.5. In the present chapter, we focus on just two external programs, the update program and the foreign language update options. But the good news is, exciting external programs are being developed for the Braille light all the time. We hope you'll consider trying them out, and who knows, maybe you'll write one yourself to add to our ever-growing arsenal. A few notes before we start learning about the first program. From the Files menu, point directly to an external program by pressing .2 chord to move to the previous one in your files list, or by pressing .5 chord to move to the next one in your files list. For information about the external program to which you're pointing, press a TH sign .1456. After hearing a brief description of the program, you'll be back at the Files menu prompt, Enter File Command. To execute or run an external program, press an X chord. If the program can accept arguments, we'll get into what that means later, write an X instead of an X chord. Enter arguments in computer Braille, separated by commas, and then press an E chord to run the program with your argument. Finally, if the program you want to run is being stored in the flash portion of your unit, you'll need to move the program file into RAM in order to run it. Program files stored in flash cannot be run from there. See section 6.12.7 for details on moving files between RAM and flash. These are all the things you need to know to get started. New 16.1. Updating your Braille Light 2000. You can upgrade your Braille Light using a special program called BSTLENG.BNS that you load into your machine from disk. If you have a maintenance service contract with us, you can receive the update file as an attachment to email. Or, of course, there's always snail mail. That is to say, you can call us over the phone and order the update program to be sent to you on disk by mail. However you obtain the update file, Updating your unit is relatively easy, but we encourage you to take some precautions before trying it. It's essential that you back up your existing files and programs to disk. Read over the relevant sections in Chapter 13 about file transfers to a PC, or the relevant sections in Chapter 14 about file transfers to a disk, using the portable disk drive. The update process will probably erase your existing data files and programs, so unless you really don't care about what's presently in your unit, back up everything you want to keep before proceeding. Once you've loaded the bstleng.dns program file into your BrailleLite, you may run the program just as you would any of our other external programs. Now let's walk through what you can expect to happen when you run the update program. The first thing you'll probably hear when you invoke the update program is, warning, this program should only be used to upgrade a BrailleLite 2000. Enter any key to continue or any chord to abort. If you press a chord, say an E chord, you'll hear aborted and find yourself back in the file you had last opened before running the update program, as if you hadn't run it at all. If you press a key without cording it, you should hear the BrailleLite say, warning, updating your machine may destroy all of your files. Do you want to update your machine? Enter wire N. We'll give you plenty of chances to back out of the process here. Even if you type a Y in response to this prompt, you'll once again get a confirmation message. Are you sure? Enter wire N. When you enter a Y at this point, your BrailleLite starts the update process and reports things to you along the way. You'll hear, ready to install your BrailleLite update. Even before your unit is tested and validated, a process which takes about 30 seconds, the BrailleLite warns you that the entire update process will take about 3 minutes. As it performs each step in the update process, the program reports what it's doing. So you'll hear something about Superflash being detected, and then you'll be asked to choose a primary language option. Enter A for first language, B for second. See section 16.2 for details on this option. Whether or not you have a second language installed in your unit, you must answer the prompt. So go ahead and type an A to choose English as your primary language. At this point, the update program alerts you that the remainder of the update process will take about 2 more minutes. Listen carefully to the instructions it provides, because it's crucial you follow them to the letter. The update program reminds you that when you hear a continuous long tone, the update process will have been completed, and it will be safe to turn off your unit at that time. It also warns you that if you hear rapid beeps instead of a continuous long tone, the update will have failed, and you should call Blazy Engineering for help. Finally, you are warned very specifically not to do anything at all to your unit while the update is in progress. You'll know the update program has begun working because you'll hear progress click as it performs the update. Once the update process has been completed successfully and you hear the continuous long tone, turn off your unit. Don't be startled if, when you turn it on, you hear garbled text coming from your machine and or garbled text on the Braille display. This happens on some units occasionally. Don't panic. Here's what you have to do to fix the problem. If you find that you hear garbled text from your unit's voice or see garbled text on the Braille display when you turn on your machine just after updating it, you must do a cold reset. As we warned you at the beginning of this section, data files are generally lost completely when you update, especially if you have to use these drastic measures. A cold reset will also change most settings in your status menu back to our factory default. So keep those in mind when you are forced to perform a cold reset. Through the entire reinitialization process of a cold reset, the Braille light prompts you twice to make sure you are answering each prompt the way you really want. Okay, let's begin. To invoke a cold reset, turn off your machine and then power up by pressing an I chord simultaneously as you flip the rocker switch. The first thing you hear is initialize file system, enter YRN. If you respond with a Y, you hear, are you sure, enter YRN. Pressing a Y at this prompt causes the machine to say, system initialized. Initialize flash system, enter YRN. Answering Y to this produces another, are you sure, enter YRN. For sample purposes, we'll continue to answer with a Y. At this point, you hear, please wait, and eventually, flash initialize, as the update program reconfigures the flash memory in your machine. It's important to note that initializing flash means all files previously stored there will be erased permanently. So make sure they're backed up before you update your machine. The next prompt is about folders. Initialize folder system, enter YRN. Let's assume you do want this option, so again, write a Y. The Braille light finishes processing this step and says, okay, Braille light ready, help is open. Delete all data in your file area, enter YRN. It's best to answer with a Y at this prompt, so you resume working with a unit that is pristine. When you write the Y, you'll get a confirmation with, are you sure? Enter YRN. Writing another Y will cause the unit to start cleaning out all your old data. And you'll hear a series of progress clicks to let you know the process is working properly. Finally, you hear, Braille light ready. Help is open. By the way, your update program gets deleted when you do this cold reset. But if you were lucky enough not to require performing a cold reset after updating, the program is still on your machine. You'll probably want to delete it right away to avoid any confusion later. And besides, it does take up a bit of room you could use for your own programs and files. Once you've successfully updated your machine to the latest version, it's a good idea to read through the new version of the help file that is now on your unit, and to take a look at the file called update.txt or update.brl that should be included in your update package. Now we'll move on to the last external program of this section, the language option. Actually, once you've updated your unit to include a second language, the program itself resides in your unit's flash ROM, so you won't have to run it as you run the other external programs we've discussed so far in this chapter. You'll be able to flip instantly between the second language and your primary one with a simple command. Let's see how you can turn the Braille light into a bilingual machine. Too bad we can't become bilingual so fast ourselves. News 16.2, the bilingual Braille light. At the time of this writing, the Braille light can instantly learn over 14 languages, and there are more languages on the way. The machine can become bilingual in a matter of minutes, since it can hold two languages in its memory at any given time. The default language for the unit is, of course, English, but there's no reason why you couldn't make the default be something else, if you so chose. Each additional language costs $99. Call Lazy Engineering for the current list of available languages. The most popular ones include Spanish, French, and Japanese. As we said, you can run only two languages at a time in your unit, thus making it bilingual. You can even have several language program files on disk. When you want a different secondary language in your unit, you can transfer one of the language programs from disk to your unit and update your system to make that language the secondary language. Of course, this means running the update program for that particular language when you want to use it. But it is an option that lets you have more than one secondary language available to you. A language comes in the form of a program file that you run, like any other external program, in your unit. Each language file is specific to the Braille Light or the Braille and Speak, so you must be clear about which version you want when ordering. Since Spanish is just about the most popular one, we'll walk through how to update your unit to run in this language. When you get the language program, notice that the name of the file reflects the language. In our example, ELTSTA.BNS. Load the program file into your Braille Light, using either our portable disk drive or a PC to transfer the file. Now let's see how to run the update program. Bring up the Files menu and find the BSTSTA.BNS file with .4 chords. Recall that pressing a TH sign should speak information about the program file to which you're pointing. However, in this case, pressing a TH sign means something that sounds like gibberish. This is because the text of the information about this particular program file is in Spanish, and your poor Braille Light still only knows English right now. So its Spanish accent leaves a lot to be desired. Let's see if we can fix this by giving this English-speaking unit a crash course. Well, hopefully not crash as in computer crash. Here's how it works. From the Files menu, still pointing to the BSTSTA.BNS file, press an X chord to run the update program. The Braille Light starts jabbering away in heavily English-accented Spanish, basically telling you the same things the normal update program tells you in English. See section 16.1 for details. Since the sound of this Spanish is somewhat mangled, due to the fact that the Braille Light is still using its English pronunciation tables for speaking the text, we suggest only those very familiar with Spanish attempt the installation. Otherwise, you might not answer the prompts correctly, as is the case with the update program. You must answer the prompts as they come up, and you must not touch the unit at all during its update process, which lasts about 3 minutes altogether. The significant difference in the YRN prompts is that in Spanish, these prompts are sí or no, meaning that you respond with an S for sí, or yes, rather than a Y, as you would for the English update program. One prompt asks you whether you want this language to be language A or language B. Up to now, language A has been English, and most of us will want to keep that as the primary language. So generally, you'd respond to this prompt with a B, indicating that you want Spanish to be the secondary language in your unit. Assuming you answer all the prompts correctly and the update process runs smoothly, after 3 minutes or so, you should hear the long tone, which indicates the update was completed successfully. Depending on how you answered the prompt about which language bank is to hold the Spanish language, A or B, when you next turn on your unit, you may hear English or Spanish spoken. For sample purposes, we'll assume you told the Braille Light to put the Spanish language in language bank B. When you hear the long tone, just as with the English update program, you should turn off your unit, then turn it on again. Do this now, and let's see what you hear. If all went well, you should hear, Braille Light ready, help is open, in English. Phew, that's good. At least we're still all talking the same language. Now, how do we bring up the Spanish language? Let's create a new file we'll call Práctica, which is Spanish for practice. Narrator's note, Práctica is P-R-A-C-T-I-C-A. Return text. Get into the file in the usual way. Now press a P chord to bring up the parameters menu. At the Enter Parameter prompt, write an L. In the blink of an eye, the bell light switches into Spanish and reports the name of the currently open file, the fact that it has one page, and that it is a Braille file. That's it. From now on, any command you execute, and any text you write in this or any other file, results in Spanish speech, this time with a more realistic-sounding accent. The unit even recognizes the Braille accent marks for commonly used Spanish letters, like the N with a tilde over it. Dot 1P456, Enya. And pronounces them accurately. Assuming you're familiar with the Spanish language, go ahead and write some text now to play with this bilingual unit. Bring up the Files menu and run through its various options to see how the Braille light refers to things in Spanish. Although you'll find that translations of prompts and commands are not exact, and there are occasional glitches in grammar, for the most part, the unit has learned how to translate all your English Braille light commands into Spanish quite well in a matter of a few minutes. And you can flip back and forth between the two languages in your machine simply by invoking the parameters menu again with a P chord and writing an L. The Braille light then instantly switches back to English until the next time you do a P chord L. However, if you turn the unit off, the Braille light reverts to its primary language, in our case English, and you need to do another P chord L to switch back to Spanish again. That's the update procedure for adding a second language to your unit. And this is the end of our chapter on external programs, although, as we mentioned at the outset of this chapter, there are many more external programs available than we had room to show you here. Make sure to call for details. Summary. Congratulations. You've done it. You've worked your way through this mammoth manual. We really tried hard to trim the fat, but we also made sure not to discard any of the real meat. By now, you really know your Braille light, don't you? Well, just in case you run into a snag, ahead are four appendices to help you, especially Appendix A, where we answer most of the questions we usually get. Nevertheless, always remember, we are here if you need our personal touch.